This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free as we launch it here into the third hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And we will get you on the radio, and you can talk about whatever you want. On the way here, there's a police encounter, Conan, that you wanted to play some audio from. We'll get to that. And then if we get past that, we'll get through the Petro story, because, Daryl, you were wondering what the latest was on the supposed cryptocurrency from Venezuela.
Right, because we were talking about ICO scams, and I said, speaking of ICO scams, I wonder what happened with the Petro.
Yeah, the world's most noteworthy ICO scam. We'll get into that if we get the chance, but first, Jason is in Missouri, because your calls come first here on Free Talk Live, open phones all the time, about what you want to discuss. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live, being Conan and Daryl.
Yeah, actually, I'm a long-time listener of the show. I mine Monero. I bought Bitcoin because of you guys.
Hey,
and,
cool.
Just yesterday, my divorce was final, and I don't pay
congratulations,
I thank
guess.
You. I don't pay child support. I don't have to pay alimony. I've got two kids, and it was just like we just both didn't want to be married anymore, and we were able to file at the courthouse without an attorney. It only cost $97.
So you guys had an amicable divorce. Now, why is it that you don't have to pay any child support? Because, I mean, that's pretty typical where one person who's, you know, working has to support the other or whatever. What was the reason for that? She was just like, I don't want your money or what?
Yeah, she didn't want me to pay child support. And and I've always supported the kids, and so I plan on continuing to do that. And she trusted me to do that without the need of the state to get involved. And so as far as that goes, like in the paperwork, you check whether or not you want the court to have control over, you know, where the kids live and how the assets are divided and how the money's divided. And if you don't check that box, then the court doesn't even get involved. Now, they still made us fill out all the paperwork as if they would get involved, and we had to have it notarized, and we had to hand it in with the dissolution of marriage paperwork. And I did all the research myself and figured out how to fill out all the paperwork and looked at friends' divorce paperwork, and I talked to an accountant, and my brother had been divorced, and we didn't hire an attorney or anything. Just went into the courthouse and did it.
Congratulations. It's very nice when you hear of two people being able to actually end a relationship like adults.
Yes.
Yeah, and I didn't think it was possible to get out of marriage without having, you know, to get the state involved with, you know, how everything's done. Every story I've ever heard, you know, when you have kids involved, it's just a nightmare. And, yeah, we didn't have to do any of that stuff. We had to fill out the family plan paperwork. But we didn't, you know, we didn't check the box that the state would get involved to implement any of it.
Well, kudos, man. Were you just calling to share the good news? Because that's great news.
Yeah.
On level of difficulty, 1 to 10, 1 being very difficult, 10 being, all right, you know, 1 is easy, 10 is very difficult.
Okay.
How would you say that this went for you?
The hardest part was the waiting, because it took about 45 days. Actually, from the point that I went in and actually got the paperwork, you know, handed in the first paperwork and got it all done. So that was the hardest part, honestly, because we live in the same house, actually. We just sleep in different rooms right now. And so that whole limbo period really wasn't cool. And it's like you're not married, but you are married, you know, so you can't.
So are you still living it? You're still living in the same house with the woman?
Yes, yes.
And is that going to continue until the foreseeable future?
Until she finds a place to live, and I told her she could stay as long as she needed to. But, it's a weird situation, I know, but it's what she wanted. So
I think there's probably a lot of that going on out there.
It sounds very mature to me. I mean, it seems, and I think the reason why people think it's always a nightmare is because there are so many examples of nightmare divorces people we know's lives, right?
A lot of times the nightmares are because there's conflicts between what each partner wants.
They want full custody.
I want full custody, or I only want the, you know, person, the other partner to be able to see the kids on weekends
or once
a month, or I want supervised visitation when they come over because reasons.
Or what school you want your kids to go to, or how they're educated, and that could really throw a wrench into the works.
I imagine we're going to have discussions about that, but as far as like, the reason we both want each other to be successful because we know that the happier I am and the better I do, the better off the kids will be.
Sure, right.
Same way with her. I don't want her to, anything bad to happen to her, and I want her to see the kids. The kids love both of us a lot.
Yeah.
And they're taking it really well too. We had like a family meeting today and talked about it.
And how old are the kids? Did you say?
10 and 11.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Jason. Sounds like you've done it the right way, and if only more people could actually still care about
them. I want to tell you some tricks about the paperwork. Just throwing this out there. When you fill out the paperwork, don't check off the boxes that you want the state to get involved. And also, so the first person to submit the paperwork is called the petitioner,
mm-hmm.
and then the person that files later is the respondent.
Yep.
Exactly. And so you can actually turn in the response with the petition. And it triples the time period. It makes it much faster.
Right, because then they don't have to serve you with the papers. Yes. You're already on board. Yep. Very sharp. Any other tips?
That's how we did it. We filled out the response and everything. And they make you fill out all the paperwork as if you're going to get the state involved. So you have
and you didn't even hire an attorney to help you. You just did this on your own.
Nope. Didn't hire an attorney.
Wow. Kudos, Jason. Cool. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Thanks for sharing that. It's rare that you hear good news surrounding a divorce.
Right.
That's actually like a pretty positive story. And it's nice when you can end a relationship but still actually care about the person who,
and work together.
Or still love.
And they're going to have to if they're going to make them kids.
Just care about the kids, for sure. Let's continue. We've got Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I have an update. I had a water meter issue here a week or so ago.
Yeah, you called about these so-called smart water meters. I remember I've heard of the smart power meters, but apparently a smart water meter is also a thing. And you had told us that these are malfunctioning.
Exactly. I mean, if you go onto YouTube and type in faulty smart meters, I mean, I found videos going back to 2007.
The water meters or the power meters?
The water meters.
Water meters, okay.
And if you go to stopsmartwatermeters.com, there's a website that's out there that tells about these smart meters.
So what's the news?
Well, the news is that the meter that I have in my house is being taken out, and the town is going to replace it with a analog mechanical meter.
And even smarter meter?
Huh.
So, wow. Is this going to wind up getting your water turned back on? Because I know when you called about a week ago, you said that they had shut the water off.
Yeah, there was a payment that was going to be made, but the town of Bellows Falls wouldn't accept it. So they shut off my water and sewer and left me for about 4 days.
Hmm.
And then Monday I went down to go pay it.
Oh, so you settled up on the bill, which you had said that you believed was too high.
Exactly.
But you went ahead and paid it anyway because, what are you going to do?
I got to have water and sewer,
Right. Yeah, what are you going to do? They've got a monopoly on that service.
Poop in a bucket.
Right. Well, you do
exactly.
River,
well, I mean, my only thing is that these, like I said, these meters are horrible. And
I'm surprised they were willing to switch it out. How did you persuade them to do that?
Yeah, they're going
to
downgrade it. It sounds like to the older meters.
The only person that I could find because Bellows Falls is a municipal corporation.
That's correct.
And I don't have the money to hire a firm to go after them, and that's really not what my intentions were. My intentions was to put this meter up in the limelight so people that were unaware of this could see what was going on. And so I had to go to the lieutenant governor of the state, and he kind of two cents in, and this meter is going to be taken out of here, and I'm going to get an analog meter. But
so you had to go all the way up the chain to the top lieutenant governor, basically, and get him to order the city of Bellows Falls guys.
Well, they didn't actually order it, but I think it just, they're overseeing this now. And
Robert, good luck. Thanks for the update tonight. Appreciate it. There's more on the way. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
folks over at Bitcoin Cash went through a network upgrade that went smoothly yesterday, going up to 32 megabytes per block. There's was a story about that yesterday over at news.bitcoin.com. They've always got all kinds of headlines there, and it's all free. That's news.bitcoin.com. So we go to your calls and your thoughts. We've got David. He's on the line on Skype. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, in reference to that gentleman calling in about divorce, that expression that gets in modern day attributed to Rahm Emanuel, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste, which was actually used by Churchill. And before that, the earliest that I found, it's attributed to Machiavelli.
Oh, okay, and, the figures.
And under that premise, what Rahm Emanuel was saying was, you know, don't let a crisis comes along that you didn't necessarily create, take advantage of it to make things go politically how you want them to go.
Right, make the government bigger, like with 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. And in the last 10 years of analyzing everything that the government does to try to figure out what the hell is happening to me, it has become quite apparent to me that not only does the government take advantage of every crisis that comes along for to gain more control, they also take advantage of everyday little stuff, you know, like in the situation of divorce. It's clear to me that in that court arena in divorce and children, but you can apply it to just about anything else that the government touches, you know, whether it's schools or driver's licenses or law enforcement or literally anything, you can see it. And but in the case that he was describing, I just wanted to point out that it's quite clear that the government uses divorce and courtroom fights over children. Instead of going into a court or going into the court situation, the government saying that, hey, you're both equal, you know, you kind of got to divide things down the middle and, you know, like access to the children. What they do is they create an inequality in every possible respect they can, like one person being the custodial parent and the other being the visitation parent, so that there's something to fight over. Do you see what I mean?
So what you're saying is the government, in your experience, in these family courts, does not want to treat people as equals. They pick one over the other.
They do it because...
To create more conflict.
Create the conflict, because when there's conflict, then people will spend money on attorneys. And therapists.
Yep, that's true. Which is really what the government exists for, is to give attorneys more work to do.
And then more filing fees for more hearings before more judges.
Right. And ultimately, that's why attorneys are politicians, so they can create new laws for more attorneys to work on defending people and being hired to get through these legal systems.
And, you know, I think I remember that being exactly the case during my divorce almost 20 years ago.
Really?
Where, yeah, it was you had two types of parents. You had the parent that the kids are going to be living with, and then you had the visitating parent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, how about half and half? How about 3 days on, 4 days on? But no, it was that option wasn't available. You were either one or the other.
Do it our way.
Yeah,
and that's it. We know how to best break up a family.
Well, they are efficient at it.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. All right, let's get to this audio here, Conan. You took the time to edit some clips.
Yeah, you know what? This is this just happened this last week. You know, an individual
where
in North Carolina or South Carolina?
I don't know. You're the one that has the article.
A lady got a speeding ticket, and then she immediately went viral with it. She
really?
Went on her Facebook, her vlog, and she went and she was telling the world that she just got stopped by this racist state cop, or maybe it's a local cop. And of course, the agency was inundated with phone calls of irate people who were like, how can you treat your constituents like this? And of course, they went ahead and released the
body cam.
The body cam, which, you know, this is what we've always been talking about. This is he said, she said, and we're always talking about, you know, this is what will save us in the end. Videotaping it, whether it be the officer in question and whether it be the victim, or if this woman claims to be the victim, she went ahead and had her, she was recording audio in the passenger seat.
But she was recording and he was recording?
She was recording audio, he was recording video.
Gotcha.
She went ahead and created a video post after the event, so she didn't actually capture the video from the get-go. But maybe her interpretation of what actually took place isn't exactly what happened, or maybe it is. But you know what? You don't have to decide. You don't have to speculate because the video is there, and it's the best thing that you know. So, if let's go ahead.
Well,
and listen
we've got audio, obviously here, not video, but we're gonna play the audio. This is you said you wanted me to play her reaction first.
Correct. This is Dawn Hilton Williams. She has two last names,
okay.
And this is her interpretation of what happened to her during the stop.
All right, here it is.
And I just was threatened by this police officer, and I want all of my African Americans and people of color that are out there are going to know exactly what I'm talking about, and I want the people who are not African American who know me to really get where we're coming from. Every time when I saw the police pull up behind me, the state trooper, I was immediately afraid. The man threatens to pull me out of the car. You know, we shouldn't be afraid to drive and get pulled over by the police. And I'm telling you,
I agree.
I showed him my license, asked him why I was stopped, and he said that I was going 70 and a 65. And so I'm in the middle of a rural little town, and I'm sorry that I'm upset, but I don't get upset too much. Usually I get angry. I don't get afraid. He comes back, and when he comes back, he gives me the ticket, and I said, so this is not a warning ticket. I said that I didn't see any signs. There were no signs. He said, well, you can go back and look for signs. I said, okay, so this is not a warning ticket. He said, no, this is not a warning ticket. He said, well, you'll need to sign this ticket. And I said, why would I need to sign the ticket? I don't agree with, and this is just something that I don't think, I said, I won't be signing the ticket, but I'll take the ticket. He said, no, you'll need to sign the ticket. I said, I don't agree. I didn't see a sign. I'll abide by the ticket. I'm not going to put my signature on that ticket. And he said, well, if you don't put the signature on this ticket, I'll pull you out of the car, and then I'll arrest you, and I'll impound the car. So I went ahead and signed the ticket only because I was immediately afraid, and he looked like he was ready for me to pull me out of the car. He didn't say, I'll ask you to step out of the car. He said, I'll pull you out of the car, and I'll arrest you, and I'll impound your car. And he said, I knew you'd do the right thing. And then he patted the side of the car. And he said, have a great day. He said, I knew you'd sign it. You know, kind of sarcastically. It was a very controlling, bullying experience. And no one should threaten to pull me out of a car.
That sounds totally believable to me. Conan, you're saying the reality was a little different?
No. I completely agree with the woman. If you listen to her, it's a long... I edited it down for links.
Yeah, it's
an 11-minute video, and she goes on a lot of different directions. The cop, we'll listen
We're
to his audio
that.
In a second. But,
this is scary stuff.
It is.
With a cop threatening you over a simple signature on a form. And this is not unusual, by the way, in a lot of places. We're coming up here, 855, 450, free. We'll play the other audio next.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Plus, don't forget about freedomsphoenix.com. That is the home of Ernest Hancock's Declare Your Independence. It is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And Ernest is, what, by the way, the host of the morning show on LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network, who, by the way, has shown up on our Discord chat recently. Now that there's a Declare Your Independence chat room there, Ernie himself has actually appeared in that room on more than one occasion to weigh in with the other participants there. So that's pretty cool. But there's also a lot of great news and information, up-to-date information on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. You'll find all that all the time over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's, once again, freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Conan, you brought some audio in here tonight that you took the time to do some heavy editing to.
I wouldn't say heavy, but it's definitely been done.
Well, you chopped out some segments because we're not going to play an 11-minute clip of a woman ranting about how awful a police officer was to her, but you gave us the solid 2-minute summary of a woman who was pulled over, a black woman who was pulled over in one of the Carolinas for allegedly speeding. She, when being issued the ticket, was already felt intimidated, just because a lot of people feel intimidated by the police. You never know what some of them are going to do. You never know if you're going to encounter a rogue cop who's going to decide to go ahead and beat you or, you know, trump up some charges, plant some drugs, maybe commit a rape. There's all kinds of things.
Plant a gun.
Yeah, there's all kinds
of
things.
Or just shoot you because you looked the other way. I thought he was going to run!
Or shoot your dog if you happen to have your dog in the back seat or something like that. So all these things can happen. It's a very intimidating, very scary thing. Many people do not not feel safe when a police officer is behind them, and they certainly don't feel safe when the lights go on the police cruisers. So you can understand. And she chalks it up because she's black, but I'm sorry, there's plenty of people who are not black who also feel afraid of the police.
And that's, and that's really where I wanted to go with this. Yeah. I mean, she got pulled over. It was going all right. You know, they were both having back and forth, and it wasn't until he insisted on her signing the document,
ticket.
The ticket, that it got a little edgy. And of course, I think this cop's not going to happen to this guy.
No. That's because, what he's supposed
because
to
because
do.
Because he said all the right things. He didn't say anything wrong. It's the tone. When you listen to him,
maybe
you'll pick up on that. But, I mean, if you listen to this lady's entire spiel, the 11-minute spiel, she really goes into...
She's scared. She's emotional.
Well, she goes into lynching. She goes in, she uses the term, the racist term, the car in a lot. She's talking...
Let me tell you, a black cop would have said the same thing.
She
I just want to
bring
clarify.
Up Sandra Bland a couple of years ago. That's the lady who... it was also a traffic stop who ended up dying, suiciding herself three days later in prison. I don't know if you guys talked about that.
I don't remember that. But what I want to point out here is if it were a black cop, a black cop would say the exact same thing
if you
refused to sign a ticket.
And in the case of Sandra Bland, it was a Hispanic cop that actually arrested her. So, I mean, it's, but in this world and this dimension that we live in, even if it's not going to, even if it's not real, even if it's not going to happen to you, I mean, it's become normal.
This can happen to anybody. I mean, anybody behind a wheel can get pulled over.
Right.
And
that's where I'm going with this. Yeah. He's not a racist cop. He's just a douchebag.
Just a cop.
He's just a cop.
Yeah.
And so to make that distinction, to throw the R word all over the place, it's like, no. He's just a cop.
This would happen
to
anyone.
He was born that way.
Any cop of any color would say the same crap. And anybody of any color in the car would be treated the same way if they refused to sign a form. These guys take their forms really seriously, and I don't know why it's so important for them to get people to sign these forms. Because
I've never heard of this.
Right,
I've never had to sign a speeding ticket,
in
ever.
In some states, they don't do this. Here in New Hampshire, they don't do it. They just hand you the ticket, and they've got their copy, and that's that.
Hold on. In New Hampshire, you don't sign the ticket at the time you receive it. You are forced to sign the ticket
when you mail it in.
When you mail it in.
And I did.
If you don't sign ticket when you mark either guilty or not guilty, they send it back. Now, if you write refuse to sign on the line that says signature, they'll accept it.
Well, right, because
they just want something written
there
on that line.
So this is what I'm not an attorney or anything like that, but what I recommend, if you feel intimidated by the police into signing something, just sign under duress, because your signature, as I understand it, again, not an attorney, not legal advice, your signature can look like anything. If you want your signature to be the X, right, you know, classic X for a signature, that can be your signature. So there's no reason why under duress is not your signature, because you intended that to be your signature on that document. And then at the very least you can say, hey, look, I didn't consent to this. This man threatened me with, pulling me out of the car with violence if I didn't put some kind of ink on this line. So let's play the audio here.
So we heard Dawn's interpretation, what she saw, what she felt.
She was scared.
Now let's actually,
understandably, she's right to be scared.
Correct. And now let's actually hear what actually took place.
Now, is this also clipped down, or is this the actual full encounter?
This is not the initial stop, but he's already gone. He's come back from
his
car. He's handing her the ticket.
Okay, got it. Here we go.
All right, ma'am. What I have here for you is a traffic summons for Brunswick County General.
Is this traffic summons?
Yes, for Brunswick County General District Traffic Court. Your court date is going to be June the 6th at 10:30 for the 70 and a 55-mile-per-hour zone.
Where is the sign that says it's 55 miles an hour?
In numerous places.
Numerous places where? I mean, between the gas station I just came from, right here?
I mean, numerous places back that way. You're more than welcome to go back there and look at them. I mean, take pictures of them, whatever you want to do.
So you didn't give me a warning. You gave me an actual ticket?
Yeah, no warnings today, ma'am. So your court date is going to be June the 6th at 10:30 for the speeding of 70 and a 55. You have the option to prepay this. I'm going to give you a phone number plus a website that has our courthouse information. If you contact our courts, they will tell you what the fine is, answer any one of your questions, and if you decide to prepay it, then you do not have to come to court. But if you want to prepay
it.
Good for her.
If you don't want to prepay it, then you have to come to court on June the 6th at 10:30.
I hired an attorney.
Need you to sign right here?
I'm not going
to
sign that ticket.
Ma'am.
I
don't
agree.
Okay.
But I don't have to sign it.
So, ma'am?
But I appreciate it.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Me. All right. So, what you're signing here is a promise to either come to court or a promise to prepay. It's not an admission of guilt. It's only a promise to me that you're going to get it taken care of by either coming to court or prepaying it. If you refuse to sign the summons at this point, I'm going to have to get you outside of the police car, outside of this car. I'm going to place you under arrest and take you in front of a magistrate. I will get your vehicle towed and go from there. So, yes, ma'am, you do not have a choice. You have... I don't care about that. You do not have a... I don't care who's on the phone. I'm talking to you right now. You do not have a choice but to sign the summons. So, once again, you're signing right there. So thank you. I knew you were going to sign it. Thank you very much. All right. Appreciate it very much. And you have a very safe day. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So
you don't have a choice. It's the government. They're going to hurt you if you don't do what they say.
You said that you did some editing of the audio. Did you edit
not
out
this audio?
Not this audio.
Okay.
Okay. He only edited her 11-minute
The only thing I did was I brought her levels up so we can actually hear what she was saying.
And you reduced her thing down from 11 minutes to...
Her vlog of talking about what happened.
To about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I missed it, but I didn't hear him say, I'll drag you out of the car.
He said he's going to have to get her out of the car. If she doesn't leave, he's going to drag her out. That much you can
presume. Get her out of the car, arrest her, take her before a magistrate, and tow her car.
Yeah.
Okay.
So lots of force would be used against this lady if she does not sign the form.
Okay, maybe it was when I briefly removed the headphones.
He did not say drag.
There was a lot of background noise.
He did not say drag.
Okay.
He said he's going to have to get her out of the car.
Okay.
And there's only one way that happens, if she doesn't come out voluntarily.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the reality of police and their victims. And you and I are their victims. This lady was this man's victim. And this victimization happens all day, every single day, every jurisdiction.
We're going 15 miles over, and she's probably in a good, she was in a rental, probably good, safe, brand new car that could easily handle 70 miles an hour and not be a danger to anybody around her.
And, you know, she may be talking tough about hiring an attorney to defend this, because obviously you're going to pay a heck of a lot more for an attorney than you would for whatever...
Where she doesn't even live.
Is. Yeah. That's one of the things. They go after people who don't live in that area because they know they're less likely to actually go
to court. But if she doesn't live in the area, she's not necessarily going to travel back, but an attorney could represent her in the case.
That's true as well. There's more coming up here. If you want to comment, you can bring whatever's on your mind about police stops or anything goes on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just 2 of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. There's enough time for you. If you want to join us now, you can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and there's our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Everything from the fictional and not-so-fictional Pied Piper coin to Seattle's ridiculous new rules that are going to possibly drive businesses out of there with their new headcount tax. We've talked about a lot tonight here, as well as speeding ticket controversy with a woman being threatened by a police officer for not signing or wanting to not sign the speeding ticket that was being handed to her, which, again, this is a scary situation that a lot of people have been involved with. And this comes back to what I was talking about last night, where it should be pretty crystal clear that the man who is threatening her is not her servant.
Right.
Oh, no.
That person is not there to serve and protect her.
That's the sheepdog.
Yeah, that person is there to serve and protect the state. He wants to serve them with revenue and protect them from any kind of threats. That's what he's serving and protecting.
Oh, I thought he was serving himself and protecting himself.
Well, if he doesn't collect enough revenue, he is, you know, he's going to get fired. So, yeah, he's serving himself.
Oh, no, he can't get fired. There's a police union that prevents that from happening.
Well, they could possibly trump up some stuff like, you know, find him in his underwear mowing a lawn, and then they'll come after him for that.
Yeah.
But it's all about not crossing the wrong people in that particular business. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
You know, our gay city councilor, Pat Davis. You know,
I don't know him.
I didn't know that there was a gay city councilor, and two, I'm curious what being a gay city councilor has to do with anything.
Well, she might explain that a second.
The Tucker Carlson show on Fox News for
seven minutes
last night.
Why?
I just learned that Tucker Carlson has a show on Fox News. I'm learning all kinds of things from Sarah tonight.
Why was he on the show?
Yeah, well, he is running for Congress. I voted for him in the primary yesterday.
Okay.
So they were hammering him for about seven minutes. They're kicking him down. Tucker was...
Sounds like a wrestling match.
Oh, I was thinking it sounded like some kind of weird
talking about politics, Ian. It is a wrestling match, and they're all on the same team.
Yeah, that's true.
I was just picturing something else in my mind of Tucker Carlson hammering a gay man for 77 minutes.
Oh, God.
I can't show that on Fox News.
Because he said the F beep, the NRA, you know.
He said F the NRA on television?
No, but it was a commercial. It was the F beep, and they clipped it out, the NRA, that I want to have gun control. So he was hammering him about that commercial. How can you bleep an F word?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying this guy who was running for office put the F word in a political commercial against the NRA.
Right.
And that's why they interviewed him, because he said the F word in a political commercial?
Well, it was bleeped out, but they brought him in. I'm like, where is his office? Is he in Chicago or New York? He had to fly over there to be in a show.
Well, sometimes what they'll do is, Sarah, just so you know, what they'll do is, like, if there's a Fox affiliate in Albuquerque, they'll send the guy who's to be interviewed to the Fox affiliate, and the Fox affiliate has, like, a satellite or internet uplink to the national Fox show. And so that's why you'll see people with, like, the little doohickey in their ears, the earplug or whatever, and that's because they're getting a remote transmission from the main studio. So, no, they don't have to go much further than usually the nearest city. So, like, here, since we're in Keene, you might have to go to Boston. Or something like that, but you're not going to have to go all the way to New York City.
Right, but even
whatever.
If the guy did have to travel to a major, major city, all right, over to Phoenix, possibly drive all the way to L.A.
But so your concern, Sarah, here, or what you're saying is they interviewed him because there was a bleeped out F word in his political campaign commercial?
Or is it because he was gay?
Yeah, because of that commercial controversial. And then they were picking on him about that. Did any of the NRA members kill anybody? Were they the ones that used it? So why are you attacking the NRA? I mean, they were just beating him up on that for the whole 7 minutes talking over him.
Well, I mean, to me, the idea that somebody is being edgy because they put the F word in their political campaign commercial, I mean, it's 2018. The president of the United States has said worse things publicly than that.
Right.
So, I mean, the idea that that's somehow controversial is pretty ridiculous. But, you know, otherwise, what's noteworthy about this guy? He's just another political candidate. Who cares?
Well, you know something? He's really not. I mean, to me,
yes,
I found out yesterday and I voted for him. The thing is, he's a big deal to me.
He's just another typical political candidate, because you are somebody who receives welfare, and so you want government handouts, and so you're going to vote for people that promise you more government handouts, and ultimately that's what government politicians do, is they promise people things that they can't deliver on most of the time in order to get their votes. I mean, this is just typical politics, Sarah. You just, you know, fell right in line like the rest of the people.
Here's the thing is that I'm glad he got national news. The fact that he was on national TV, instead of, like, helping him lose, that was the whole point of bringing him on to beat him up. It's going to help him win because the more people know about him.
All right, Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. Good luck with your political campaign. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Apparently, that's all you needed to do, Daryl, was say the F-word in a political commercial and you get on Tucker Carlson.
And free things.
So I actually pulled up an article from Fox News
about this.
And they've got a video clip playing
on the side. I like that she didn't say his name. I don't think she actually said his
name. She did. Pat Davis.
Did. Oh, damn it.
Said the NRA's pro-gun policies resulted in dead children, dead mothers, and dead fathers. Carlson asked if it degrades Davis, who's a former cop, that he used an obscenity in a political ad. Davis said, "Being polite hasn't made our schools any safer or protected officers like I used to be. Clearly, this got the NRA's attention." Carlson remarks that the ad got attention, but only because it showed how embarrassing you are. And then he asked, "How many NRA members have committed mass shootings?"
I don't know.
Don't we have
NRA sucks, too. I'd like to say that, because they are not really a pro-gun organization or a pro-gun rights organization. They're a pro-status quo organization that seems to want to enforce all the existing gun laws. From what I've been told about them, I've never actually been a member of their organization.
Don't we have a former cop gun grabber who runs for office every year in Keene here? Delmont? Delmar?
It doesn't ring.
Delmar Burge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he is a state rep, and he is a very bad state representative.
But wasn't he a cop as well?
He was a former cop.
You know, I've always wondered about former law enforcement.
He's probably not from New Hampshire.
All about grabbing the guns. Yeah, those people, to me, are the most scary people out there.
He's a scary dude. If you search for that name on freekeen.com, you'll find Delmar Burge. Yeah, Delmar Burge.
Davis further claims that an AR-15 can fire 150 rounds in 15 seconds. Carlson asked how that statistic was possible. Davis said it could be done with certain additional equipment, citing so-called bump stocks.
Hmm.
Carlson then said the barrel of the gun would melt under certain conditions. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Facts work. Why don't you get some?
Hmm. Is that guy a libertarian? I've heard people claim he is.
He asked good questions. Yeah. And
he liked Ron Paul in 2008.
But
and if
2012.
That makes somebody a libertarian, then there's a bunch of people that are, you know, Trumpsters saying build the wall that are supposedly libertarians. And no, if you're saying build the wall, you're not a libertarian.
I don't watch,
When the U.S.
He's a conservative.
Yeah, okay. When the U.S. was bombing Syria 3 weeks ago, he totally came out and says, this is absolutely wrong. You guys are going crazy town.
So he's not a Trumpster?
Not anymore.
Okay.
He might have been. In the early days.
I just know that at the 2008 Ron Paul thing that he had up in the Twin Cities, Carlson was one of the speakers. So that's how I know he supported Ron Paul in 2008. I didn't pay attention to the 2012 campaign because in 2010, Ron Paul made a pact with the GOP to endorse every Republican incumbent in Texas, and that included the guy that wrote some absolutely horrible legislation, whose name I can't think of off the top of my head. But yeah, he endorsed some really horrible people because, well, I made a pledge to the Republicans that I would endorse all of the people in my party.
Pledge to the devil.
I am going to bookmark this story here from Cryptocurrency News about the Venezuelan Petro. We haven't talked about that in several weeks, and I think it does deserve an update.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about it Friday.
Yeah, let's talk about that Friday, because that's when I'm back on the show. You're back tomorrow night, Daryl, for the Thursday night edition. And between now and then, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to hop on into our Discord chat. People are in there before, during, and after the show. That's right. And it is free at discord.lrn.fm. See you tomorrow.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.